the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this prayer line. Thank God on this broadcast, sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now today, praise God, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, who gave their life to Jesus. We need to start putting on our warfare clothes. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But we need to start putting on our spiritual warfare clothes. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, Paul mentioned about that we need to put on the whole armor of God. That's your warfare clothes. That you'll be able to fight every fiery dart, every evil dart that comes toward you. You can break it with the word of God. We need to start dressing in Jesus, put on that armor of righteousness, and stand boldly, not fear, not be afraid, but stand boldly to know the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now is the day, oh praise God, that we need to be in warfare. We are on the battlefield, standing up what we believe in when it comes to God's word. And I truly thank God for us, praise God. Thank God for the generation that God is raising in this hour. Thank God that somebody was praying for the young generation. The revival is coming forth. The revival is going to break out. Men, women, boys, and girls are going to worship God. They're going to glorify God in the middle of the street, in the department stores, in grocery stores. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, in hospitals, in the jailhouse, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, praise God. The revival is going to break within that individual. The revival is going to start with that individual because they believe in God. They accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, lift up your hand before the Lord and give God glory. Give him praise. There are somebody, praise God, secretly praying for a breakthrough, praying for a revival in all nations, not only in the United States, but in all the nations, praise God, around the world. God's going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh, and they're going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They're going to acknowledge Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I truly thank God for the righteousness of God. But I thank God for Jesus, for he is true and he is merciful. And I thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And right now I thank God for his grace, and I'm going into the book of Matthew. Thank you, Father, for he is so good. Matthew, the seventh chapter. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. We are coming into that place now that the tribulation is going to get stronger and stronger. But the good news is those who are in Christ, who believe in the word of God, and know that God is with you. God will protect his own. He will shield you from all harm and danger. But I thank God. Let's pray for our children who are in military. Let's pray for them, praise God. Let's pray for those who are captured, that they be free with no harm or anything come upon them. Let's pray for education. Praise God that children will get what they rightfully need so they will learn how to read,
and right. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus. Let's pray for the young people that they grasp hold of Jesus Christ, that they embrace his glory, so they learn how to prophesy the word of God. They know how to dissect, praise God, and divide the word of God with the righteous of the Heavenly Father are with them. God is raising up a group of young people, praise God, who will go out without fear, believing in what God said in his word. They go speak the authority over the devil, praise God, to break down every stronghold of the enemy. They can bring healing to somebody, bring deliverance to somebody, praise God, that their prayer will be ineffective. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. So God is good, and his mercy, praise God, endures forever. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, and I thank God for his word, starting at the 7th verse. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you, then, being evil, know how to give food, good gift, to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, everything you would like men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, that what God wants us to do, praise God, and what we have to do, we need to ask. You know, when you come to God, when you come into your prayer closet, wherever place you designate for your place to pray, to have that time with God. And thank God, we always ask the Father, because we are his children. Here, we always ask. And Lord said, when we ask, he will give it to us. And when we seek, the Lord let us know, you will find it. When you knock, praise God, it's going to be open unto you. Whether it be a revelation, whether it be financial situation, whether it be a healing, praise God. When we ask the Father, he will give it to us. When we are in our warfare clothes, we thank God that we're entering to his courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. We want God to work. We want God to give us what we need. And we need him more than ever be before. We need the Lord. We need Jesus, praise God, in a time that we are in. And there are some who are lost their job, who lost their faith. They stopped believing. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy take what's right for yours. You got to stand firm and believe in what God say in his word. You got to learn to trust God every step of the way. You got to fight the good faith, as Paul said, and stand firm in his word. And know that God is with you every step of the way. And I truly thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God for Jesus Christ. Because in the days we are facing, people are stressed, mental stress. They are mental fatigue. They don't know what to believe anymore because so much stuff is happening on this earth. But if you are a child of God and you are born again believer and you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't throw in the towel. You got to put on your armor, put on your fighting clothes, take hold to the word of God. That's your sword. And fight the enemy by the word of God. God will see you through this. In spite of what you're going through, God will be there for you. God will be there without a doubt. If you hold firm to his word and believe in what he's saying, he will see you through the storm. You are not alone. Jesus is right there, watching over you, protecting you with the nail print in his hand. You'll feel his presence. Whoever you are, I don't know why I'm in tears, but God is with you. As long as you stand firm in his word and believe in what his word said, the Lord let us know in Matthew, the 7th chapter. I encourage you to read it and know what Jesus is saying to every believer. And that's why the Lord said, if you ask, it will be given to you. The Lord said, my people can have what they say, but they say what they have. If you hold firm to his word and believe in what he said by asking, it will be given to you. And the Lord said, if you seek for me, you will find me. I will give you whatever your heart desires. The relationship with the Lord. And that's the main thing that we need to have. A relationship with the Father. And then the Lord said, knock, and it will be open to you. All you got to do is knock on the door. Knock on the heaven door. Knock on Jesus' door. And he will open for you, that you will enter into his praise. You will enter into his glory. You will enter into his presence without any doubt. But let the Lord know that he is with you. Bring your petition to the Father. He is not too busy that he can hear what you have to say. But if you knock, praise God. If you seek, thank you, Lord. And as you ask, praise God, he will give you what your heart desires. You bring in your request to the king. You are standing there before him, knowing that he is with you. So my brothers and sisters who are so weary, don't give up, but don't give out. But hold on. And don't throw in the towel, but stand firm by trusting God in his word. Let the glory of the Lord be on you to carry you on, that you'll be able to stand. So may the mercy of God be upon every one of you, and you have a great and powerful day in the Lord. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.